Actually, is everything happening by the grace of our Acharya Dev, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj and our Guru Maharaj. I'm seeing everything is going on very nice. And other day I spoke from Billabon today, so I shall continue from there. So in Billabon, I told Mahaprabhu also went there, that Bon is known as Sri Bon also, and that Bon, forest, Bon means forest, and there Lakshmi Devi is there, and she is meditating for Krishna, but she wanted to enter in Krishna Lila, I mean Ras Lila, but she was unable, because and the cause we heard from the Vaishnavas that day, the cause is that she is not going, took the shelter of the gopi. I mean, she not accepted the loyalty of the gopi. So she cannot enter in the Rasa Lila. Because she is the queen in Vaikuntha, right? How she is going to accept, going to take the shelter of the gopis? So she not took that, and therefore she cannot get any entrance. So even meditating Krishna so much, without gopis shelter, no one can enter Krishna's lila, like last in that. So this is why she can't enter. She is in the opposite side of Jamuna in the Billabon, she is meditating. Also I can remember one story I heard from Vaishnavas here. Where we went, that Billabon, the Durvasa Muni was also there, and we heard from the Mangodav Sribad Bhakti Giram Giri Maharaj, and also I heard from our Acharya Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj the story, and the story is in Gopal Tapuni, Shruti by Gopal Tapuni by Jiva Goswami, that happened there. So the story is that life is very nice. Saying one day Krishna called the gopi by his flute. Then the gopis came, but they not find Krishna is not there. He called to calm them. And then after some time Krishna came. Then the gopis say, "Oh, why? Where you went? Why you was not there?" Then Krishna saying, "Oh, I was serving my Gurudev in the Billabon. So who is your Gurudev?" So my Gurudev is in Billabon now. He's Durvasa. I mean, he is Durvasa. I'm serving. So gopi asked, "Oh, we want to go and see him." He says, "Okay, okay, you go there." And then gopi become ready to go at that Billabon. And then Krishna says, "You are going. You take something." Because he's told that when you go to Guru or the Lord, and the king, we must take something for them. As honor and style, to take something to give them. So then the gopis took a full basket of money offering for Guru Vasa. And when they went near to Jamuna, because they wanted to cross the Jamuna, but they find Jamuna is very much strong, heavy. Current is there. It was not before. But that day they seeing, "Oh, it is impossible. So much current, so much wave is there, and they cannot, it's not possible for them to cross Jamuna." Then they came back to Krishna and saying, "Oh, see how impossible. We cannot go because so much current and so much wave is there. And how shall go?" Then Krishna say, "Okay, I giving you a mantra. By that mantra, you can tell to Jamuna the mantra. Then maybe it will be possible." Then they asked, "What is the mantra?" Then Krishna told that you tell to Jamuna, "Oh, daughter of sun. Jamuna is the daughter of sun, Suryapati Jamuna. If Krishna is not seen any other's wife, and if he is like Brahmachari, then you become peaceful. And this is the mantra. This is the meaning of the mantra, actually. And they learn from Krishna that if Krishna never seen any other's wife, and if he is brahmachari, then you become peaceful. They utter that mantra to Jamuna after going there. Then immediately, in a moment, Jamuna become very quiet, calm. Just like Mother saying, example, when the milk, when we're giving heat, the milk becoming coming up. But if you give one drop of water, then the milk coming down. So in the same way, when that utter the mantra that Krishna is never seen any other's wife, never he associated or never seen any other's wife, and he is brahmachari, then Jamuna become very calm and quiet. Then they surprised, but they crossed the Jamuna and went to Durvasa in that Billabon. When they went, Billabon, they seen Durvasa is there, and they thought, oh, many gopis. So they wanted to give their offering first, because they thought that if someone who will give first, then after that, maybe first again, then after that, Durvasa cannot take more other offering. So they become, I mean, want to give first. So Durvasa said, no, what are you doing? You come in a queue. I shall take all your offering. You make a queue in a line. Then one by one you give, and I shall take your offering. Then they are them bringing so many sweets, so many fruits, so many things for Durvasa. And after making a queue, one by one, the many copies they offered, and Durvasa, his big mouth, he accepted all. After that, he finished. When the gopis finished, they're now going to return. And when they come to Jamuna, and then they see Jamuna is also like the same before it was. Too much current, too much big wave, and it's impossible to cross. Then the gopis, they utter the same mantra, what they learned before from Krishna. But this time, that Jamuna not become calm and quiet. And they return. They think, you know, what to do? This mantra not working. And then they thought, now Krishna is not there. Who will tell another anything? Any help? Then they thought, oh, let's go to Durvasa. And they returned to Durvasa in that Billabon. And asked Durvasa, oh, this is the problem. Durvasa said, what happened when you came before? They told all the incident what happened, and Durvasa said, okay, you go now and tell that Durvasa not take anything, the offerings, I mean, he is hungry. He not take any offerings, any food, anything. If you tell this mantra, these things to Jamuna, I think Jamuna will become quiet. Then the gopis had to do, they heard from Durvasa, Durvasa is still hungry and he not took anything. So they told to Jamuna this mantra. So immediately, like the same, like before, Jamuna become very calm and quiet. And they crossed the Jamuna to Vrindavan and they came to Krishna. And Krishna said, what happened? How are you? How everything happened? So Gopi saying, oh, what to say? We are unable to understand what happened. This thing happened before like this, and now we offered so many things. And now this mantra, I mean, we are all, I mean, other's wife, but your mantra is saying that you not seen, Krishna not seen any other's wife, and we offered so many offerings to Durvasa, and Durvasa took everything, but the mantra saying Durvasa not took anything. We not understand what is inside, what is the thought behind it. How is possible? Krishna is the only man in this world, and no one is the man in the world. So Krishna, only man, so he not seen others' wife. If there is a man in the world, then he can see the other's wife. When there is no man in this world except Krishna, then he sees no other's wife. So everything is for him, for enjoyment, all is for him. In this way, he understood. And also, his brahmachari is more than he is even Swayam Brahma. And another mantra, Durvasa told, also correct in this way, because Durvasa not took anything for him, he all offered to his Lord. So, in this way, Durvasa not took anything. What he outwardly seen, he took, but actually he all offered to his Lord. So, this is the third we heard in Billavan, and shown who is Krishna. He is such a personality, he can do anything, and he is the Lord, Supreme Lord. And Vanshivat also, Vanshivat means where the rational happens, the same story you also remember, that Krishna is so powerful, and everything is for him. He is one of the stars in our that Billavan Parikrama, and Vrindavan Vanshivat Parikrama. And it is I heard before from Acharya, but again I heard here. Yes. Then, yesterday, we went Gokula to Madhuban, I mean the birthplace of Krishna, Mathura. It's known as Madhuban because he killed Madhu Daitya and therefore there. So therefore this Mathura actually was known as Madhuban, the birthplace of Krishna at the jail of Kamsa. And at first we went there, the temple Adikeshav. Adikeshav, where Mahaprabhu also went. Adikeshav is the deity of Krishna, which installed by Vajranath, the grandson of Krishna. He is a devotee, So he came with Parikshit and he established many deities and temples in Vrajadham. And Adi Keshav also, Keshavji, is known as Keshavji here. So Mahaprabhu also came, when he came to Mathura, he came to see Keshavji. So by following Mahaprabhu, we also went first to see Keshavji, the Krishna's deity, very sweet, very nice. And Mahaprabhu seen, and by remembering, we also seen Keshavji, and we done our business there in my Parikrama. And then we gradually came to that prison house where Devaki and Kamsa. And that place now, too much, searching as everyone, some political reason, but everyone comes slowly and they enter that very place, the Kamsa Karagar, means jail of Kamsa. And we give our obeisances to that very place where Vasudev Krishna appeared. Today we just celebrate the festival here, Krishna Shashtakama Vrindavan. Today is a very good day. Today also Gopashtami, Goshtashtami, Srinivas Acharya, these parents, Dhananjaya Pandit, these parents, Kadalvas, these parents. And devotees today not gone anywhere. Tomorrow they will start from here for Haridwar, so today making festivity here. This is the style here. The Vrajavas is doing Gopuja, worship the cow by offering garlands, some color things in their body, and they are giving bathing, and then offering nice prasadam, etc. So we also done something to the Gopuja. I'm happy that everybody is also remembering Vrindavan. That Vrindavan yesterday, and read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that there is a verse Krishna Kavira saying, Am Deshi Premuthale Vrindavan Name Shakshat Dhamayebe Shei Vrindavan. I mean, Krishna Kavira saying that in other country, by hearing the name Vrindavan, Prem, happiness coming there, by listening the word, Vrindavan, by hearing the word in the devotee's mind, very love and happiness coming. And now, Krishna Kavira is saying, oh, now Mahaprabhu Sakshat, directly is here in Vrindavan, is going forest to forest. So I think the devotees also, by hearing the Vrindavan and world and Vrindavan's anything, they will be very happy. And I'm also happy that they are also on to here. So I feel very happy that there are so many nice devotees in the world.